Hello, Sawney Elementary. This is Derek Hershey, principal. We are so excited to be here today for our very first Leader in Me podcast on Habit 1, Be Proactive. And with me today, I have a special guest, Miss Emily Hawkins. Welcome, Miss Hawkins.
Hi, it's exciting to be here.
Well, we are excited to have you here. Miss Hawkins, do you want to tell us a little bit about yourself and your family?
Yeah, my name is Emily Hawkins. Like you said before, I am a mother of two. I have a 4.5-year-old. He'll be here next year. My daughter is in second grade here. She is 7. And I am a certified career and life coach. I was also in corporate America for 15 years, building teams and organizations and managing money. So I have been a working parent for my entire career as a parent.
Well, I tell you, being a parent is one of the hardest things in the world. I actually talked about this during our curriculum night, that a lot of people out there have written books on how to parent. But the problem is there is not one book written specifically for our children because they're all so incredibly different. So we just do the best job we can, and we have to work together towards doing the best job that we can. And so today, our habit that we are going to discuss is habit 1, be proactive. And be proactive means to take responsibility for your choices and behaviors. Habit 1 is the key to all of the other habits. That's why it comes first. Be proactive says, I am in charge of my own life. I'm responsible for whether I am happy or sad. I can choose how I react to other people or situations. I am in the driver's seat. And so what we really want to dig into today is, what does that mean? And what does it mean for our specific family and our children? And so to you, Ms. Hawkins, what does it mean to be proactive, and why is that important?
So, you know, you were talking about your curriculum night speech, and I really loved one thing in particular that you said, which was you talked about each of your teachers and how you don't remember anything that they taught you, but you remember various attributes from them, and you took that with them. And I would say, of all of the lessons that we will spend, all these habits, that it's not necessarily how we employ them, but just that we have a little nugget and that we each feel empowered as parents. And that really is the root of being proactive, is knowing where you have control and where you don't, and how to react to that. And some examples of things that we don't have control over are eye color, height, you know, certain things like that. But then the things that we do have control over are our emotions and how we show up. And to me, if you don't listen to any other podcast, this is the one that you should listen to, because it is the root, as Mr. Hershey talked about, that really, if you can get this one lesson for yourself and for your children, it will help in all aspects of life, because it shows our children that they do have a level of control in their lives. And it's how they decide to show up, whether that be for school or within the context of your family. And I believe that all children are actually ready for this, but there is a stepping stone, if you will, in this world, which is, you know, if you've got a kindergartner, it's a little bit easier to explain, well, finding your way to the classroom, that's being proactive. Asking for help when you don't know where you're going, or, you know, help with homework, or getting your homework out, getting your school bag out and showing it to your parents. That's being proactive. But for a fifth grader, it's understanding emotional relationships and how a friendship hurt or something like that could affect them, and how they may not be in control of how others react to things, but they can be in control of how they react. And also how they take tests, you know, because we all know when tests are coming down the pike. And being proactive is, how much are you willing to study? How many times are you going to ask the teacher for help or questions to really prepare yourself? You have no control over that test being given, but you can control how much you study for it.
And possibly what you're doing leading up to that test. I know in our household, we have a lot of conversations about, okay, the test is coming on Friday. What are we doing on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday leading up to that, instead of just focusing on Thursday night panicking? We really try to put that way ahead of time to understand what we need to do to prepare. So very good. And then I'm sure into adulthood, when I think about being proactive as an adult, maybe give us an example of what that would look like for you or I.
So you mentioned, you know, preparing for those tests. Well, I don't know about you, but we have tests every day in the corporate environment. That could be a presentation, an analysis that you've got to put together, and deciding how you want to show up for that, and deciding, planning that out and saying, this is due in 2 weeks. What can I do, you know, the day before, the week before, and all of that? And here is what I would challenge parents to do. Why not share that with your children? Share with them exactly what you do at work to prepare for those things. And I would be real with them about how you feel about it. For instance, when something that I've never done before is dropped on my plate from a corporate standpoint, I personally freak out a little bit. And that's okay. It's just how long you spend in that moment, right? Letting your children know that you don't always know the answer, but then you create the steps in proactive to understand what's needed, and then the plan to create the thing that maybe you've never done before. And what's fun is that day that you do your presentation, you can build that up with your children along the way and say, I've got my big presentation today. And then when you're home that night, you can tell them all about it. And not only are you embracing this, but you're teaching your children lifelong skills, because sometimes I know my children say this, when am I ever going to use this again? Well, when you share these real life examples, they will understand, wow, I'm going to be using this the rest of my life.
Very good. Let's talk about, as a parent, how can I work on proactive behaviors with my child or with my children? So what does that look like in your household?
So I have to say that it's important to honor your kids' emotions and then proactively move forward. And I'm using this word, of course. But what I do in my house is something that we call embrace the suck. And what that means is, if my children are upset about, they're fighting with each other, I know none of your children do that. My children never fight with each other. But, you know, in case they do, you know, hearing them out and letting them have that knee-jerk emotional response, because the younger your children are, the more emotional they're going to be. So having that initial, you know, crying moment or whatever else, I think is important to honor, but you need to put a time limit. So in my house, we do about 5 minutes, because getting those emotions out really does help my children. And then we stop and we say, okay, what was my role in this? And how can I either learn from this and make better choices going forward? Or what can I do to solve this problem? Whether that be cleaning their room, or, you know, maybe they did something they shouldn't have or whatever, but embracing that with them to understand it's okay to be emotional, not forever, and then really proactively taking steps to establish they're not a victim, they have ownership in this, and then how are we going to take this and learn going forward?
All right. Well, one of the things that we're trying to do is provide our parents with specific activities to actually practice this at home. And so one of the things we're going to be sending home are a couple of different activities. Do you want to talk a little bit about those activities?
Yes. So these activities are designed for any child in this school. So kindergarten to fifth grade, all of these activities work for them. And one of the things is a little cut and paste worksheet where they can decide what they are in control of and what they are not. And it's a fun activity for them to do with you, because you can make a joke out of it. One of the things on there is eye color. You know, do they have a choice about eye color? And so it really opens up the dialogue and makes it very simple for them to understand what they are and are not in control over. The second one is a Play-Doh activity. I did not choose slime. You're welcome. My house is covered in it. I thought this was a little bit cleaner. But also, my kids love hands-on artsy things that we're doing together. And so what I love about this activity is it's a twofer. I'm a huge fan of a two-for-one. So the first thing it does is it helps them proactively gather ingredients. So you can read them the ingredients if they're younger, have them read them to you if they're older, and proactively gather the ingredients and put everything together. But also, part of being proactive is taking responsibility. And if you've ever made Play-Doh, you know that it has to stay in a closed container when you're not playing with it, otherwise it dries out. So it's a great way for you to not only show them being proactive, getting the ingredients and mixing this and creating something, but also being responsible long-term, keeping the Play-Doh well, you know, as long as possible, keeping it together as long as possible.
Well, wonderful. Well, what a great resource you have been to us today. Is there anything else that you feel like you would like to share before we move on to our next habit next month?
So, Derek, you know, since you're our new principal and everybody wants to hear from the new principal, what are your feelings on this whole process and being proactive, but just the whole seven habits in general?
I am so glad you asked me that question. Well, I do have my thoughts, and part of what I want all of us to keep in mind is to keep our end in mind. By the way, that's habit two. But ultimately, our goal is to be able to grow well-rounded children, and part of what we're after is making sure, number one, our students are aware of themselves. If you ask any business, any manager or leader of what type of person they're trying to hire, they will say, we want to hire people with self-awareness skills, making sure they understand the awareness, but then how do you manage after you figure out what your strengths are, what your weaknesses are, what your emotions are, how do you manage that? And then being able to make really strong decisions from there, I think is really important. And so just keeping that in mind as we're working through these habits are really important. And I think be proactive is really one of the most important habits. Therefore, we started with it today. And so we'll continue on. But I think that concludes our podcast for the day. We are completely successful with our first one, and we look forward to doing our next one next month. So thank you for joining us, and we will see you next time.